K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, another episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports starts right now, according to you, coming to you on this Sunday afternoon, July 13th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, all things K-State sports, fall sports coming right around the corner in less than a month and a half, or actually a month and a half. Obviously, K-State football, August 23rd, the new era of K-State women's soccer, and so much more, a lot more anticipation in Manhattan, Kansas, again, home of the K-State University football Wildcats, Purple Nation, and kind of stepping aside for a minute here. I'm not going to dive on in too much here. Checking in on the baseball side of things here with the summer baseball going on there with K-State sports. We already talked about earlier in the week with Kalen Culpepper. He's going to be, or he participated, I should say, in the Futures game yesterday. So we did an episode on that earlier, just right on cue of that. So go check it out. I'm kind of wondering, curious what he did there as well. Meanwhile, Will Brennan still playing. With the Cleveland Guardians. I'm just reading that stat wrong. Yeah, from the Cleveland Guardians, or playing with the Cleveland Guardians still, played at UK State from 2017 to 19. Brennan has played in 35 games for the Guardians in AAA before he was recalled on May 12th, six games with Cleveland. Brennan is only hitting on a buck. .091 average there. Never heard of there as well. He was put on the 60-day injury list back in May as well. Jordan Wicks, excuse me, played with K-State for 3 years. Going back a little bit, just not too far ago, July 4th, he was recalled from the AAA team, as I get a notification from the Braves, Iowa Cubs there with Chicago. Wicks struggling a little bit with a over 5 ERA, 0-1 record there as well. Carson Seymour, that's the name I'm not familiar with the Sacramento River Cats there. Seymour is in his second season with the Giants AAA team there, the Sacramento River Cats there. As of right now, currently he holds a 3.89 ERA, 3-8 record. Opponents hitting against him, .230 there. He has struck out 83 batters and walked 37 there. Nick Martini, I am familiar with him there. He's with the Las Vegas Raiders. Oh. See, I got football in my Las Vegas Raiders. I know Chiefs fans don't like me hearing that name, but Las Vegas Aviators, excuse me, Martini's played 43 games with the Colorado Rockies, AAA team. Well, hitting .225, slugging .288 with an on-base percentage .294, four doubles in a home run, four RBIs before he elected to go to free agency there. Right now, three home runs, 16 RBIs for the Aviators currently there, hitting a pretty decent .282 average there. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Timeout from the football field to check in with K-State alum on the diamond there. I talked about Kalen Culpepper at the top of this podcast. Strong start of the season with high A Cedar Rapids there before being promoted with Charles Sturge there as well. I talked about him in a separate episode, so definitely go back and make sure you check that out. Brendan Jones played with K-State all 4 years. No, wait, 3 years there. His line, .236 batting average with a .349 slugging, .362 on-base percentage, 41 hits, four home runs before his promotion to AA there. Right now, well, looks like he's hitting for the Somerset. He's playing for the Somerset Patriots. Almost left that out there. The New York Yankees farm system, Somerset Patriots right now, .253, 11 extra base hits, 21 RBIs, excuse me. The other day, back in July 9th, Two for two at the plate, Jones did, with a home run and a triple in that game. Sacco Costa with the Hartford Yard Goats. Interesting name there. Kokoska played with K-State 3 years there. And right now, 189 hitting, batting average, 275 slugging there. 400 on-base percentage there. Tyson Nabors last year. The outstanding closer for Kansas State got to a hot start there. He owned a 1.18 ERA, averaged 15.4 strikeouts per nine innings there, and he got promoted to AA San Diego. And oh, by the way, he's in the San Diego farm system, so he's with the AA San Antonio Missions right now. Missions currently, Nabors is 2-0 with a 4.50 ERA. He has struck out 15 batters in 12 innings of work there down there. Nick Goodwin with the Vancouver Canadiens there. He's with his third season with the Canadiens. The Overland Park native, hitting .231, slugging percentage .353.59. I might be reading that wrong. I gotta research that. It's the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, the third here for a couple more minutes there. Back on June 3rd against Tri-City, Nick Goodwin was 3-for-4 with 2 home runs and 4 driven in there. Wesley Moore with the Philadelphia farm system, Philadelphia Phillies. Jersey Shore Blue Crawls. He played with K-State for 2 seasons there. He split time with the single-A and double-A squads there. He is 0-2 with Jersey Shore, the 5.63 ERA there. Dylan Phillips, he's with the, right now, the Los Angeles Angels farm system there with a Tri-City. Speaking of Tri-City, how about that? Phillips, back and forth with the AA and AAA teams there. And the last time, his last activity there, he struck out, well, actually, He struck out 4 batters in a start with the Salt Lake back on May 13th there. Christian Rubek, he's with the Great Lakes Loons right now. That's the Los Angeles Dodgers farm system. He currently has a 9.43 ERA this year with a 1-2 record there, striking out 28 over 21 innings. Jackson Whitworth, we should all know this name, pitch for K-State. His first season year with the pros, he's with the Vancouver Canadians as well in the Toronto farm system right now. 1-4 record, 5.13 ERA, struck out 72 batters in 73 2/3 innings of work there as well. And then we're going to wrap up with Brady Day. These are our most recent ones. Jackson Whitworth and Brady Day. Again, with the Philadelphia organization, he is currently hitting .255, .341, .340. That is his line right now. Second season with Clearwater, registering 54 hits, driving in 24 so far. And recently, he had a 3-hit day again back on, actually, let me reread this. Brady Day has produced 9 multi-hit games, including 3-hit performances back on May 8th and 10th against St. Lucie there as well. So that's kind of a look around. A lot of K-State alumni filling up the stat sheet when it comes to the farm system, whether that's Angels, Dodgers, Twins organization, Guardians, and other teams like that. So shout out to our guys that are continuing to do work or doing their best to improve in the, whether that's the major league level or in the farm system there. And so that's a summer update here on the Pro Project Podcast when it comes to former K-State players doing work. And of course, another congratulations to Kalen Culpepper from getting recognized, for getting the Invitational and recognized to the Futures game, which went down yesterday in Atlanta, Georgia, Truist Park, where the All-Star game will go down in a couple of days. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts found, free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what the deal is there. Fresh content on Podbean. Myself and Alex Aiden over there. I'm probably going to have to move the upcoming episode recording for Tuesday because I got to get on. I have to record something for EG3 podcast, of course. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. You are at your number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast for more coverage over there. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports.